Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the second day in the eighth month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter Julian Aimard. He lived in France in the 1800s. As a young priest, he was overwhelmed with love and joy in carrying our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in a Corpus Christi procession. He said 2 hours seemed but a moment to him. He knew then that he wanted to dedicate his life to serving our Lord in prayer and Eucharistic adoration, and eventually founded a new community, the Priest of the Blessed Sacrament. Here's what he said to new members joining the congregation. When you first came here, did anyone ask you, are you talented, or have you brought any money? No, never have I given such a question a thought. You were simply asked, do you wish to serve? The only condition required of a servant is that he should take to the heart the interest of the master whom he wishes to serve. Thus, you were admitted to the congregation. You were told to have but one end in view, the service of our Lord's person, to have but one desire, to please him and work for him alone. Are you willing to kneel on this prayer stool to consume your life as a candle on the altar? Are you willing to be a servant in the full sense of the word? If so, come in. St. Peter Julian Aimard was a man of deep devotion to prayer. In last weekend's Sunday Gospel, the disciples with Jesus asked him, teach us to pray. And Jesus taught them the Our Father. He immediately followed that teaching with a parable about the persistence of prayer. And so today I thought we would continue our series on dragons and the parables using last weekend's Gospel. The title of this episode is Persistence in Prayer. Hopefully by now you've memorized the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus taught us. We say the prayer at every Mass, but have you ever looked at the prayer line by line to see which dragons it helps us slay? In our Dragon Slayer's Mass checklist, the Our Father is listed with the sign of peace as the part of the Mass where we slay the blue dragon of wrath. But did you know there are 7 petitions we ask God for in the Our Father prayer? And did you know that we can look at those 7 petitions as a way of asking God to help us slay all 7 dragons? Let's take a look at each petition. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God is a loving Father in heaven, and he is holy. This statement, this first request, is a statement of great humility. God is God, and we are not. This line of the Our Father is asking God to help us slay pride by putting God first and worshiping God alone. Thy kingdom come. In this second petition, we're asking God to help us keep our focus on the kingdom of heaven and slay the orange dragon of envy by not comparing ourselves to others and seeking the praise of the world, but looking forward to the coming kingdom where the admiration of the Father is all we should seek. Thy will be done. In this third petition, we are asking God to help us slay the yellow dragon of sloth by conforming our will to God's will and then doing the will of the Father. Give us this day our daily bread. In this fourth petition, we are relying on God's great generosity to give us all of our basic needs instead of relying on our own wealth and power. When we trust God to give us what we need, we can slay the green dragon of greed and be generous to others as God is generous to us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In this fifth petition, we are asking God for something else we truly need, mercy and forgiveness. And since we are forgiven by God, we can ask for the power to forgive others and slay the blue dragon of wrath. Lead us not into temptation. In this sixth petition, we're asking God to help us avoid situations that may lead to sin, overindulgence, or disobedience. We're asking God to help us to avoid losing to the indigo dragon of gluttony, or any dragon, that lures us away from God because of our weaknesses. Deliver us from evil. In this seventh and final petition, we're asking God to help us be victorious against all dragons and grant us the victory. We're asking God to help us love as he loves, which conquers every dragon. We're asking God to help us to follow him and offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, thus slaying the violet dragon of lust, and imaging God's love to the world. So you see, every time we pray the Our Father prayer that Jesus taught us, we're asking God to help us slay the seven deadly dragons, which is why we should pray this prayer every day. Remember, persistence is key, which is why Jesus followed this prayer by telling the disciples this parable. And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Now, there are a lot of translated words in this little parable, and it's important for you and me not to read something that isn't really there. Speaking of leading us into temptation, we might be tempted after reading this parable to say something like this: "Jesus said I can have anything I want if I can just be annoying enough and ask enough times." Or maybe if you apply that to your parents, you might think, "If I pound on my parents' bedroom door around midnight, make the most annoying sound I can, and keep saying, 'Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream,' then eventually they will be so annoyed and tired that they will get up and get me something to keep me quiet." That, young squires, is not what the parable is saying. So do not, I repeat, do not try this method of requesting something from your parents. What we're asking for matters, and Jesus isn't saying that God is a vending machine and he will give us whatever we want if we just put enough money in the vending machine. This teaching is about persistently trusting and asking God to give us what we need. It's about consistently praying the Our Father and asking God to help us slay the seven dragons. It's about trusting that God will give us grace to win the final battle and become saints if we keep trying and keep persevering. It's about trusting that God will send the Holy Spirit to help us slay dragons. It's about conforming our will to the will of the Father and showing up every day to pray, like St. Julian Aimard. It's about never giving up, even when we fall. Never stop trusting that God will finish the good work he started in us. It's about knowing that we can turn to God our Father at any moment of any day, and he will come to our aid, and he wants to help us and to hear your request as a good father does. So here's my challenge for you this week. Pray the Our Father every single day and think about the words. Think about what you're asking for and trust that God will give you everything you need, even if you don't always get everything you want. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. This week's featured resource is a free printable sheet of the Our Father with a powerful guide on how this prayer helps us slay the seven deadly dragons. Basically, the lesson that Roland just gave. Plus, I've got another sneak peek of a brand new Dragon Slayer song titled Seven Colors of the Fight to inspire us to keep fighting, even when the battle gets tough. Sign up for free at dragonslayers.tv, where these songs will soon join the streaming platform. We are so excited to release these. We still don't know the time when we're going to release them, but we will make sure to keep you posted. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
Orange flames danced in a brother's eyes. I burned with warmth, but I knew it lied. So I praised the gifts in others' hands and built my joy on God's command. The yellow mist rolled soft and slow, told me rest, there's nowhere to go. But I rose to fight, though my body shook, and found my zeal in the hole.